Blackstone Audio presents After the Prophet, the epic story of the Shia-Sunni split in Islam by Leslie Hazelton. This book is read by Leslie Hazelton. Prologue. The shockwave was deafening. In the first few seconds after the blast, the millions of pilgrims were rooted to the spot. Everyone knew it had happened, yet none seemed able to acknowledge it, as though it were too much for the mind to process. And then, as their ears began to recover, the screaming began. They ran, panicked, out of the square and into the alleys leading to the gold-domed mosque. Ran from the smoke and the debris, from the blood and shattered glass, the severed limbs and battered bodies. They sought security in small enclosed spaces, a security obliterated by the next blast, and then the next, and the next. There were 9 explosions in all. 30 minutes of car bombs, suicide bombs, grenades and mortar fire, and then there was just the terrible stench of burned flesh and singed dust and the shrieking of ambulance sirens. It was mid-morning on March 4th, 2004, the 10th of Muharram in the Muslim calendar, the day known as Ashura. The city of Karbala was packed with Shia pilgrims, many of whom had journeyed on foot the 50 miles from Baghdad. They carried huge banners billowing above their heads as they chanted and beat their chests in ritualized mourning for the Prince of Martyrs, Muhammad's grandson Hussein, who was killed in this very place. Yet there was an air of celebration, too. The mass pilgrimage had been banned for years. This was the first time since the fall of the Saddam regime that they'd been able to mourn proudly and openly.